Good evening. My name is John, and I'll be your waiter this evening. No, wait a minute. I'm supposed to MC this thing. I'm John Lilly, and I work here at the Augusta Center, and I'm awfully pleased to have the privilege of emceeing this evening's swing concert. Awfully glad you all are here. This is a great concert. It's going to be a tremendous mixture of a lot of different types of swing, a lot of different types of dance, and a lot of cultures coming together to help us have a tremendous evening of entertainment. So if y'all get settled in, we're about ready to get started. Now, many of you know that 1994 is a year that Augusta is celebrating traditional dance. And part of what that means for us is to bring in a lot of extra dance workshops, a lot of extra dance performance, and to try to expose our audiences and our workshop participants to as many different styles of dance as we possibly can. And I think so far it's going pretty well. And it's going to start off on a good foot, so to speak, here this evening. It wasn't even planned. We were referred to a gentleman this year while in the winter, those of us who work here at the office, we scratch our heads and we fantasize and we think, well, wouldn't it be great to have this and wouldn't it be great to have that? And every once in a while, something works out where our dreams come true and we're able to bring a master artist into Augusta who is not only bringing a lifetime of experience, but is also a gifted performer and a tremendous teacher. And that describes this next gentleman. He was born in 1920 in St. Louis, cut his teeth dancing on the streets of Chicago, and since then has danced and traveled throughout the United States and much of the world. He's a traditional hoofer, also a great tap dancer, and he'll tell you more about his style. But let's now, let's make him welcome. This is Earl Scoggins.
Tap dancing is native to this country. And I want to tell you a little something about it. It was born with jazz, right? We all know that the land that is now Louisiana was once a part of the Louisiana Purchase that this country made from France. I think that was about 1852, for $10 million. A paltry $10 million. And the French, though they had slaves, they allowed their slaves certain privileges. One of the privileges they allowed their slaves was to come into the city of New Orleans. They had a place, especially for them, called Congo Square. It's a landmark. If you ever go to New Orleans, be sure to visit Congo Square. That's where it all started. And I have a route figured out for you, the ways it spread across the country. And the main route it took was up the Mississippi River. But before I go into that, I want to tell you another little thing that you might be interested in, and it might be worth your while to know. Culture-wise, one of the goddesses in Africa, her name was Maremba. Maremba. It is attributed to Maremba that all the chants in Africa came from her. Legend has it that she sang on the mountainside and stopped the war between the Wakambi and the Mambo. Maremba had many, many children. And among these many children, she had twin sons, the drummer and the dancer. And that's why there's no festivity of any kind that takes place in Africa without the drummer and the dancer. And I like to call myself one of Maremba's sons. From Congo Square to the homogenous nation of France, you probably got a flat foot time. Joe Robinson personified changes that took place in Memphis. We brought it up on the toes. Talk some more. My mother played piano in the silent movies. 1922, 23, 24. We didn't have a babysitter. And I teased on the back of the office to fit seats. She played the mood music, you know, the chase, the villain, the love scene. I was hip to all of that. I was waiting for the stage show. They always had a stage show. There were many vaudeville theaters. And those that didn't run vaudeville had shows anyway. And I delighted in watching the dancers, and the singers, the band, just marvelous. And my mother tells me that during the day, I always tried to imitate the dancers. I didn't have to imitate the singers because I learned their songs. And the popular song at that time was "I Wonder What Became of Sally." And that was the one that I used to get my nickels and dimes on, singing that thing. And I would dance, of course. But I'm not going to do that for you next. What I am going to do for you next, those of you old enough to know Ted Lewis, how many? Say yeah. Now this is a new one for the youngsters. Ted Lewis always had on the tuxedo, the battered top hat, and a cane, and he had a dancer with him that would be his shadow. That dancer was Teddy Hale, looking in Marshall Stern's book on dancing, and you'll find that Teddy Hale was one of the really great dancers who died young. Teddy Hale, you know Teddy. All right, Baby Lawrence. Well, the tune that Ted Lewis did with Teddy Hale was "Me and My Shadow." So what I'm going to do right now is give you a couple choruses of "Me and My Shadow," singing and dancing. Strolling down the avenue, such a fine reception, I think I'll do one thing special for you. Nice little intricate rhythm step. Some of the students of mine who may be out there have been working on this most of the week. I wish I could call one of them up. And they know who I'm looking for, too. Send her up.
Ladies
want you to meet young Miss Jessica Burke. We're gonna do about 16 measures of dancing for you. All right? 5, 6, 7, 8. My fault, you know. It was. Let's continue where we should have been, right? And this walk will indicate to you how I feel when I'm leaving my girl's house, all right? Hey.
Like that?
Yeah.
It struck me while I was watching that back on the monitor. Of course, he was only this big on the monitor, but that in many ways is what we think Augusta is all about. Someone like that teaching and performing and sharing with people from all over the world. Let's give Earl another round of applause. Earl Scoggins. I have a few announcements. I understand this is quite a long set change, so I told them I would speak quite slowly for about 5 minutes. Actually, I won't put you through that. We have a lot of things to tell you about. One is, some of you may already be aware that deep in the catacombs beneath this stage is a gentleman named Flawn Williams, who records all this activity up on the stage. And after he goes home, he edits it. And he has a sense of humor, too, which I'm really glad. At any rate, it all gets recorded for the Augusta Archives. And another wonderful thing that comes out of it is that Flawn edits it all down to a series of sampler tapes. And this has been going on for some years. And I don't know what that last set's going to come out like on the sampler tape, but actually I guarantee you it'll be on there, the sound of Earl's dancing, as well as all the music that you'll hear on the concert stages. If you would like to put in an advance order for the sampler tape that'll contain recordings from this concert, you'll have your opportunity during the intermission out at the Augusta store, which sets up in the lobby during the intermission. And you can put in an order for the sampler tapes. They'll come out, seems like they came out about October or so, but at any rate, a few months after the program ends, you'll be notified, and we'll be glad to send you those. They'll also... What is January? Okay, well, believe him, not me. We also have the sampler tapes from last year, which are excellent, containing the only recording in existence of Bigfoot Stole My Baby, which is a classic in its own right. So at any rate, those will be available in the lobby, as well as recordings from all of the artists that you'll see. I believe virtually all, I'm not sure about Earl, but all the other artists have recordings for sale at the Augusta store. So the challenge facing the MC at this point is how to segue smoothly from hoofing to Western swing music. And if I only had a guitar, I could probably figure out a way to do that. This actually is an Italian guitar I found in an antique store in Virginia, made by, I believe, a gentleman named Silvestri. At least that's what's embossed in the top here. And if anybody's ever seen one of these before, I'd love to talk to you after the concert, because I've yet to meet anybody who's seen anything quite like it. It has the unique feature of being able to put the spotlight on the audience here. Where is the spotlight? I'm not seeing it. It must not be working tonight. Well, I went through the archives and tried to find a song that would somehow tie together Blues Week and Swing Week and the upcoming Western Swing set all in one 2.5 minute song. And I believe I found the number here. This is a Gene Autry piece called The Cowboy Blues. I had me a gal in Tulsa, thought she was my own. But she up and left me for a whitey from San Antone. Didn't even tell me that she was leaving me. Now I'm lonesome as cowboy way down in the cow country. Got the cowboy blues, as blue as I can be. That old lobo howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. I long gone lonesome feeling, kind that I can't lose. How I'm lonesome as cowboy, I'm singing the cowboy blues. Hi-dee-dee, oh-dee-dee, oh-dee-dee, well, I'm singing the cowboy blues. Gonna pack my horse and saddle, catch me a cattle train. I'm going back to Houston and I'll never be back again. If you ever see her, tell her this for me. She made me the lonesomest cowboy way down in the cow country. Got the cowboy blues, as blue as I can be. That old lobo howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. I long gone lonesome feeling, kind I can't lose. Now I'm the lonesomest cowboy and I'm singing the cowboy blues. Everybody yodel, hi-dee-dee, yodel-ay, 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 yodel-ay. The cowboy blues.
Why, thank you. Good yodeling there.
Well, in 1989, among Augusta's fantasies was to bring a world-renowned fiddler named Johnny Gimble here to Elkins to help initiate a new program called Swing Week, and this was something hadn't been tried before, but bringing Johnny Gimble in helped to get it off to a good start. And the original coordinator of Swing Week just so happens to be here with us this evening, and I'd like to bring her out, and she will introduce the rest of these musicians. From Colorado, let's make her welcome the coordinator of Swing Week. This is Liz Masterson and company.
This looks like my height. Matches my outfit, so this will be my microphone. Good evening. Ah, yes. Boy, we're glad to see you all here. We're glad to have all of us here. We've had some great fun this last, golly, has it been 5 years now, five swing weeks we've had, and see it get better and better, and people coming back. That's what's really nice. Isn't it nice when you come back, Ron? Yeah, it's kind of like so familiar. So we get to play a lot of tunes together and see how it goes. I'll go take a minute and introduce the musicians right now. On my extreme right, our fiddle instructor, all the way from Parker, Colorado, a new homeowner, Mr. Ron Jones. Yeah. Ron was telling me he was down in the bookstore this morning, and he said, yeah, I guess what, Liz, I can get everything I want in the bookstore because I can now get an equity loan, rubbing it in. And our guitar instructor, who's been with us since the very beginning and is tonight playing fiddle with us, Mr. Roger Bello.
Yeah.
From Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And on the master guitar, a Connor guitar, coincidentally made by our master guitar wizard, Mr. Ted Connor. And playing one of the most unusual looking instruments I have ever seen in my life. That is something. Miss Jenny Snow.
Sounds good, though.
And I'm Liz Masterson, and this is my dear friend and working partner, Sean Blackburn. All right. And we've got more surprises coming up. What do you say, boys? Why don't we do a tune? Let's get on that train.
There's an old Delmore Brothers number called the Tennessee Choo Choo. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, feeling fine, trouble's off my mind. I got money in my pocket and I'm waiting on a Tennessee choo-choo. Blue days gone away, sunshine's here to stay. I'm a ticket at the station and I'm waiting on the Tennessee choo-choo. Well, there'll be dad and mother and my curly-headed brother. What a welcome sight to see. And if I'm lucky, maybe there's a Tennessee baby waiting there just for me. Mr. Engineer, hurry, start that train. Take me back again. I've been so long away, so don't be hesitating with the Tennessee choo-choo train. Sunshine's here to stay. Tennessee.
Hi, y'all.
If I'm lucky, maybe there's a Tennessee baby waiting just for me. Mr. Engineer, hurry, start that train. Take me back again. I've been so long awaiting, so don't be hesitating with the Tennessee choo-choo train. Been so long awaiting, so don't be hesitating with the Tennessee choo-choo train. The Tennessee choo-choo train. The Tennessee choo-choo train. The Tennessee choo-choo train.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. It was a few years ago that Rusty Mason joined us with his fabulous saxophone and convinced everybody at Augusta that horns would indeed be welcome here. And, you know, they're not welcome everywhere, so this is a special place. And it's been great to see that expand. A lot of our instructors, Tony Marcus, plays saxophone, and we've seen it grow over the years. And we're real happy now to bring out one of our horn and reed instructors, all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland, Mr. Bruce Cromer.
Bruce.
There he is.
Bruce.
A lot of the songs that Sean and I perform, we learned when we were kids, and I learned this one at my family reunion, which was up in Wyoming. And my aunt and uncle played the clarinet, so I was real excited when Bruce agreed to play the clarinet with us on this one song, and as well as the others. And what we're going to do tonight is try something that's rather risky. We're going to ask you all to do a sing-along right out of the chute when you're not really quite used to us yet. And we would not try this with a normal audience or an average audience, would we, Sean?
No, but hey, I think this will work. This will work. This crowd is nowhere near average. It'll
that's
be
right.
Okay.
And they're way above normal, that's for
my
sure. It's your what?
My favorite part
okay.
of the song.
Okay, so let's just run it by real quick. If you know all the words to the chorus of Ragtime Cowboy Joe, sing along with us.
Okay.
If you happen to have our tape, you can learn it later. But if you're a little behind the times, that's all right. When we get to the line that goes, on a horse, you all will perk up and go, a pretty good horse.
A pretty good horse.
Let's try it once.
Everybody.
On a horse.
Pretty good
pretty
horse.
Horse.
Wow.
A little quicker than that. Just try it again.
Okay.
Get warmed up here.
Okay. On a horse.
Pretty good horse.
Great.
Pretty good horse.
All right. Now you know what
really
to sing.
I really like that.
Just follow along with Sean.
Yeah. If you're not sure of the words, it's okay. Just read my lips.
All right, Sean, why don't you and Ted kick this one off?
Me and Ted will kick it off if you give us a count.
One, four, one, two, three. He always sings
ragged music to his cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. When they hear that fella's gone, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin' scoot-shoot son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Well, out in Arizona where the bad men are, there's nothing there to guide you but the evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is ragtime cowboy Joe. Well, he got his name from singing to the cows and sheep, and every night they say he sings at her to sleep. In a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, here we go, he always sings ragging music to his cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse,
pretty good horse,
that is syncopated, gated, and it's such a funny meet.